praises of
Radio.
When I went up my mouth and I meditations of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O God. Let I went up my mouth and I meditations of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O my God. Let I wear up my mouth and thy meditations of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O they have set a table in thy sight. God, said I went off my bum, and the meditations of my heart, the acceptable in my sight. Oh God, oh Lord, my King. Then I went off my mouth, and the meditations of my heart, he accepted me in my sight of God. Then I went off my mouth, and the meditations of my heart, he accepted me in my sight. Oh my God. Oh Lord, my God. Oh Lord, my King. That I went off my mouth, and the meditations of my heart, he acceptable in thy sight. Oh my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Peace of Ed, good to all men. Everyone is welcome today. I want to apologize last Sunday evening. We didn't come on air, but we had some other program that occupied us. We are sorry for that last Sunday. We didn't come on air, but tomorrow we're going to be able to come on air. And then tonight we are already on air. Everyone is welcome. I want to welcome our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Laika Olawa. God bless you, ma, for coming. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Yes, ma. Yes, today we are going to be talking about right and wrong thinking. This is very important because many people, they don't think aright. You need to think aright. First of all, we want to pray, Heavenly Father, bless your people with your word tonight. Lord, send your word to save, to heal, to deliver, to set free the captive. God, we want to think aright. We don't want to think wrongly and get wrong results. We want to think about the Word of God. We want to think about Jesus. We want to think about the Holy Spirit. We want to think about heaven. We want to think about the Bible. We want to think about the love of God that was shed for us on Calvary. Hello. Hello.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Yes, sorry. Yeah.
The, we couldn't hear you again.
Yeah, the phone line for the radio got disconnected, so I just put it back on. I was able to put it back on, so it's on now.
Okay, sir.
Hey, hello. Yeah, so we are sorry for that. The phone connected the radio went off. So I just got it back on now. So we're talking about right and wrong thinking. Yeah, the devil is a liar. We bound Satan and his demons. We cast them out of the way in Jesus' name. Let God arise.
Amen.
And I want to meet the Father in the name of
Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Lord, God, with us today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you,
Jesus.
We welcome the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, the Lord was ministering to me as we were praising and worshiping that there are people who are having financial difficulties in their lives that have come into this broadcast. God is telling me to tell you that there's an open door for you. There is a breakthrough coming. There is a financial relief coming into your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has released a breakthrough, the doors and the gates, the ways of financial prosperity. The Lord Jesus has gone to open them. And now we receive all that God has for us. In the name of Jesus, Satan, lose your grip and hold. We receive from the throne of grace all that God has for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, lose your grip and hold. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. So today we're going to be talking about right and wrong thinking. And our text is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. The thought life is very important. What you are thinking about, what is in your mind, what is in your heart, is very important. You are a product of your thought. Out of your heart flows everything about you and about your life. Jesus even mentioned this in the scripture. Out of the heart proceed everything. So Philippians 4 verse 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. That's the word of God for us today. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Think on things that are heavenly. If ye be risen with Christ, think about those things that are above. Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ. Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to read that alongside you. Colossians chapter 3. Yes, Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things that are above and on things not on the earth. See? If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Think about the things which are above. Set your affection on things that are on high. Where is your mind? Where does your mind go to? The battle is in the mind. Once you are a winner in your mind, then you are a winner in every area of your life. If you have faith in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, if you accept defeat, then defeat will manifest physically. In the Garden of Eden, Satan came in the form of a serpent and was talking to Eve, and she accepted in her mind. You see, the battle is in the mind. Satan didn't come physically, but he came in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit, and was influencing the mind of Eve. Did God really say you should not eat this fruit? See, the battle was raging in the mind. Eve, instead of thinking about what God is doing and what God has to do, she meditated on what the serpent was talking about. And that was where the failure came. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus said the same devil. The same devil came and tempted Jesus Christ. He said, Jesus, turn this stone to bread. Jesus, jump down from the pinnacle. Jesus, bow down and worship me. And Jesus came with the word of God. It is written. You see, the victory was in the mind. It wasn't that Satan came physically to Jesus Christ and was talking to Jesus Christ physically. It's in the mind. It's in the spirit. It's in the thought. And Jesus use the weapon of the believer, the word of God, the sword of the spirit. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So Jesus took victory in the realm of the spirit. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's victory in the mind. And so the devil ran away, and then came the second time, and then came the third time. What you are thinking in your mind matters. If you put bad thoughts in your mind, it will manifest physically. If you are thinking about suicide, you are thinking about dying, you are thinking about going to kill people, you are thinking about going to do evil, you are thinking about, you have the wrong thoughts. The devil will pick those thoughts in your mind and begin to use them against you. The other day I shared with you the young boy in Virginia Tech who was hearing voices. A young boy in Virginia Tech, he was hearing voices. Go and kill people, go and shoot. Take your gun and shoot people. Shoot. Shoot all the students to death. He was hearing voices. We are speaking into his mind. And instead of resisting the devil, the word God is saying, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He was not a Christian, so he didn't know how to resist the devil. He doesn't have the word of God. So the devil walked on his mind and conquered him in his mind. And so this young boy went and carried God. Here in Virginia, Virginia Tech, right here, and started shooting to death his fellow students. Fellow students were being shot to death. See? the devil had walked on his thoughts. Negative thinking, negative thoughts. That's why the scripture says, whatever things are good, whatever things are pure, whatever things are honest, whatever things are of good report, think about these things. You shouldn't be thinking negatively. Don't allow the devil to give you something to think about. You need to think on the word of God. Look at Psalm 19, verse 14. Psalm 19, verse 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O Lord my God. The words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. What are you meditating upon? What are you thinking about? Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He says, you shall have this word in you. You shall meditate on the word of God day and night, and of that to do all that is written therein. Then you shall have good success, and you shall make your way prosper. That's the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Do you want good success? Success in your life, success in your education, success in your finances, success in every area. If you need success, then you will meditate on this word of God. Say, thou shalt meditate on this word day and night. The word meditate means think. To ponder, to stay on it, remain on it, and think about it. Meditate on the word of God. Think about the word of God. Meditate. Dwell on the word of God. Let this word dwell in you richly. The renewing of your mind with the word of God in your thoughts, in your heart, in your mind. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. So the battle of life begins in the mind. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about God? Are you thinking about Jesus? Are you thinking about the Holy Spirit? Are you thinking about heaven? Some people are thinking about dirty things and dirty stuff and unclean things, unclean thoughts. And when you fill your heart, fill your mind, those dirty thoughts, it will manifest. Physically, you find yourself doing those things you are thinking about. You are a product of your thoughts. What you think about is what you will soon practice. Your mind is the battlefield. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. So the pulling down of strongholds and every imagination that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Their imagination that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. Imaginations in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, that is full of unclean thoughts. You are thinking wrongly, thinking of deceit, thinking of fear, thinking of evil, thinking about immorality, thinking about corruption and greed. You are thinking. And all those things begin to manifest in your life because you are not thinking right. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 11, Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 11, God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. God has good thoughts towards us. He said, my thoughts towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil. And then in Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 11, God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. And then he said in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, my thoughts towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So God himself is filled with thoughts. God is thinking. He himself is thinking. But his thoughts, Jeremiah 29:11, he said, my thoughts towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you an expected end. So God is thinking good. He's thinking positive. But some people are thinking bad, thinking evil. As we are talking now, some people are thinking how they can make a nuclear bomb to one, destroy Ukraine. As we are talking now, China, they are thinking about how to make equipment of war to go and destroy Taiwan. All these things, these are thoughts. The most of these thoughts are not of God. God did not put those thoughts there. These are ideas from Satan. The demons are giving them ideas to work with. Otherwise, why would Adolf Hitler of Germany, several years ago, wake up one morning and decide to gas Jews to death? See, the devil has worked on his mind, the demons. They are speaking to his mind, telling him to go and see people before. See? You don't have to allow your mind to be infiltrated by the devil. Why will Putin, the president of Russia, why will he think about going to destroy Ukraine? Ukraine did not offend you. You want to go and destroy a whole city. Why would Saddam Hussein, he said, I'm going to take over Kuwait. Kuwait, I'm going to take over Kuwait. Kuwait is not your own. You want to go and take over Kuwait. And that was how Operation Desert Storm Gulf War started. See, people are aligning their minds to be seeing with the devil's thoughts. Satan came to see, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. Why will you allow the thoughts of the devil to fill your heart? And feel your mind, and feel your soul, feel your spirit. Why will you allow the devil to occupy your mind? You need to allow Jesus to fill your heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to fill your heart and your mind. It says, let this word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. And then in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, it says, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you will open for him, Jesus will come into your heart and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. When Jesus is in your heart, you will not be thinking evil and thinking bad and thinking wrong thinking. When the Holy Spirit is in your mind, when Jesus is in your heart, when God is in you, you will not be thinking evil, what you want to do bad to people, you want to do evil. And all these evil things will not come into your heart. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you hear the word of God fills your heart by the renewing of your mind. The word of God fills your heart and fills your mind, the Spirit of God. And so you meditate on the word of God day and night. There you have good success. But when you allow the devil to enter your heart, you allow the demons to speak to your mind, you allow dirty thoughts, pornography, evil and pictures, and homosexualism, and lesbian, and all these sexual perversions to fill your heart, and you begin to do negative things and dirty stuff, uncleanliness, unrighteousness, ungodliness. These are the things that will take people to hellfire. When your heart is not clean, your mind is not clear, you allow the devil to occupy you. Let me tell you this. There is no vacuum in the realm of the Spirit. There is no vacuum. In the realm of the Spirit, there is no vacuum. If Jesus is not there, if the Holy Spirit is not there, if God is not there, if the Word of God is not there, the devil is going to come in there and take his rightful place and begin to manifest in your life. The devil begins to occupy you and tell you what to do, to go and kill people, go and buy guns and shoot, go and take drugs, prostitution, halotism, sexual perversion, sexual immorality, inordinate affection, abominable things. See that Sodom and Gomorrah did, and they were destroyed. God was angry with Sodom and Gomorrah because their minds are filled with homosexualism and lesbianism, sexual perversion, inordinate affection, uncleanliness in the heart and in the mind. They are the people of Sodom and Gomorrah filled with evil thoughts, to the point where they were even trying to make love to the angels that came from heaven. Then the angel said, Lord, take your family and run out of this place. Yes, book of Genesis chapter 19. The angels, they told Lord, pick your children, pick your family and run out of this city. God is going to destroy the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah because the evil they are doing is just too much. They are perverted people, and God is going to destroy all of them. And Lot and his wife had to run for their dear life. And God destroyed the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah because their hearts were seen with evil thoughts. evil thoughts. They are not thinking about heaven. They are not thinking about God. They are not thinking about Jesus. They are not thinking about the Holy Spirit. They are not meditating on the word of God. Say, thou shalt meditate on the word day and night. Then shall thou have good success. But the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they are not thinking about Jesus. They are not thinking about the word of God. They are not thinking about the Holy Spirit. The devil has occupied their heart. But the same thing that happened in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, the Bible says that the heart of man was filled with evil continually. Oh, yes. Book of Genesis. Worried about Noah in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, God came down and said, Noah, Noah, you know what? You need to get your ark ready. Get in with your family and these animals. I'm going to destroy the whole world. God told Noah. For 120 years, Noah warned the people to repent. Nobody will repent until the flood came and destroyed the whole world. Only Noah and his family, God saved. All the rest were destroyed by the flood. Because the Bible says the heart of man, because God looked down to the earth. God looked to the earth and God saw that the heart of man is filled with evil continually. See, God looked to the earth. Yes, that was the days of Noah. The book of Genesis. God looked to the earth. When he looked to the earth, he saw that the hearts of people were filled with evil continually. And God was angry. God said, I'm going to destroy the whole world. And of course he did. Because their hearts were filled with evil. Evil. All the time. Their hearts are not filled with the word of God. Their hearts are not filled with the spirit of God. Jesus is not in their heart. The Holy Spirit is not there. They are not thinking about God. They got wrong thinking. Thinking about murder and killing and destruction of life and property. They got the wrong mindset, wrong thinking, negative thinking. Only Noah and his family talked about God. And they got saved. Only 8 of them got saved. There's a question for you today. What are you thinking about? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Whatever things are good, whatever things are honest, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, think about these things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, or you are thinking like the people of Noah's day? Wrong thoughts, negative thoughts, wicked thoughts. Hearts of men were wickedness. And God was angry. I'm going to pray with you very shortly. Mother in Christ, Evangelist Reinkauer, I'm going to take over. And I know God has given us a message to share whatever God has placed in our heart. But I want us to pray very quickly before I hand over. I want you to examine your thoughts, wrong thoughts and negative thoughts. When you think wrongly, you're going to act wrongly because you are a product of your thoughts. You are a product of what goes on in your mind. It is very, very important that your mind be filled with the Holy Spirit, the renewing of your mind through the word of God. Let this word of God dwell in you richly. I want us to bow our heads and pray. God, help me to think aright. Help me not to think negatively. Help me not to help you not talk.
Negatively in
Jesus' name. Help, oh God.
My God, help me in the name of Jesus. No more negative thoughts in my life, oh Lord God of heaven. I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, the word of God negatively in my heart, oh Lord God of heaven. So cancel negative thoughts in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me. Word of God, help me. Jesus Christ, help me. Jesus' name. No negative.
Ready, you are with me. Cast it all away from
your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me that joy of my salvation. And you know the right spirit.
With me. That's our 51. David was repenting of his sin. Creating me a clean heart.
All things that bring negative thoughts, O Lord God, please forgive me, Jesus.
Creating me a clean heart. Oh Lord. Ready, you are right spirit within me. Heavenly Father, God, renew our mind, oh God. Renew our mind. Help us not to have a dirty mind. Help us not to have a dirty heart. Help us to think of life. Help us to think on your word. So meditate on Jesus. Let our hearts be filled with thoughts of God and heaven. Let us not be filled with wrong thinking and negative thinking. Thinking of evil, thinking of murderer, thinking of suicide, thinking of immorality, thinking like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. God, we should be thinking on the word of God. We should be meditating on the word of God day and night. Then shall we have success and prosperity. God, change our mind, O God. Create in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right thing. Renew our minds, oh God. Renew our hearts, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, I know God has touched your heart, and I want you to begin to worship God in spirit and in truth. Don't stop the devil. Don't let the devil use you and send you to hellfire. You need to come to Jesus and live for Christ and serve God and worship God. As many have received Christ to them, God gave power to become the sons of God. You are welcome to God's family. And God bless you abundantly for making a decision for Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to hand over to our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Olaika Lawal. She's going to be sharing what God has placed in her heart today. So let's welcome her to the Big Hand Club. Yes, over to you, Mama.
Yes, sir. The patient of today is the Holy Spirit. And the,
yes,
what has already been taught to us, we are told that it's the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and Jesus Christ that can help us with this negative thought. Whether one is born again or not, this negative thought always wants to dominate men. But thank God, this is a teaching people need to be hearing always to be able to live a life of peace and rest of mind and a life without any fear. Because negative thoughts brings a lot of great fear into life of people. The Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:22 and Romans 5:5, The presence of the Holy Spirit produces the fruit of unconditional love. In a world of falsehood and deceit, the Holy Spirit will give you the ability to discern the Spirit and motivated the make you to discern the Spirit. Holy Spirit will make us to discern all the spirits of negativity. 1 Corinthians 10:10. Speaking the language of the Holy Spirit exposes us to the secret and hidden truth of God. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 and 1 Corinthians 14:2. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth sent to protect and set us free. John 14:17. Holy Spirit helps one to know and recognize and welcome the mind of God always. The mind of God always. John 14:17. We must have friendship with the Holy Spirit. Do not promise the Holy Spirit what you are not willing to surrender to or do. Holy Spirit is intent. Avoid whatever suppresses or subdues His flame in your life. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Holy Spirit is intent. Avoid whatever suppresses or subdues His flame in your life. Negative thoughts will suppress and subdue the flame of the Holy Spirit in our life. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Isaiah 59:19. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit makes Him rise to defend us in the face of satanic attack. All these negative thoughts, they are satanic attack. Joel 2:28 and 1 Samuel 3:1. Holy Spirit opens us to receive open vision and heaven from Him. Holy Spirit is allowed in us, therefore He marks us for recognition and blessing. Joel 2:29. John 14:27. Holy Spirit exposes us to the one who has power to heart on behalf of Jesus. John 14:16. Holy Spirit is here to remind us of all things, physically and spiritually. We have no power of our own. Holy Spirit, we look unto you, help us. Who is the one that can help us concerning all this negativity, the attack? 1 Corinthians 12:10. Building a friendship with the Holy Spirit. The true understanding of Jesus Christ is only possible as we befriend the Holy Spirit. We have been told that Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit will help us concerning all this negativity. John 16:8. Holy Spirit befriends us and continues to remind us our right standing in God. If we have right standing in God, we have to eliminate negativity from our life and concentrate on positivity. Holy Spirit is the embodiment of truth, and all these negative thoughts, they are lies. As He leads us, we will not fall into error. John 16:13. As the Holy Spirit leads us, we will not fall into error. Negative thought is error. Negative thought is error. Speaking the language of our beloved friend, the Holy Spirit, means we can allow Him to pray through us. When negative thought comes, just be speaking in tongues. Before you know it, the negativity is gone. John 16:13, friendship with the Holy Spirit leads us to intimacy with the Father forever. Forever, Holy Spirit must be in our life. The spiritual mindset of heaven is possible as one as we walk with the Holy Spirit. We must walk with the Holy Spirit. Divine revelation is made possible as our Heavenly Father, as our Heavenly Friend, keep us informed. The Holy Spirit will always keep us informed what the devil is doing. John 14:14, true worship is possible as the Holy Spirit leads us into the Father's presence. We must always be in the presence of the Father always. That will reduce our negative thoughts. Holy Spirit gives us access to His wonder-working power. It's the wonder-working power that will prevail in our lives. We will not walk in the dark concerning the future. Your friend, the Holy Spirit, is present in the future. The Holy Spirit is present now, is present in the future. Every manner and purpose comes to us from the Father through the Holy Spirit. Inheritance in Christ, as the Holy Spirit leads us into full possession. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit defend us from guilt and condemnation of our past. My friend introduces his program and principle to counter what has dominated us. Romans 8:2. We must not allow negativity to dominate our life.
Yes.
Holy Spirit must take over and help us live on a higher dimension forever in Christ Jesus. That will be our help with friendship with the Holy Spirit and speaking His language give us direct access to the Father. The indwelling Spirit is the mark of our new life in Christ Jesus. New life in Christ Jesus is to be born again. Whether one is born again or not, all this negative thought still comes in. Romans 8:1, Holy Spirit dwelling in us brings good health to our physical and spiritual bodies.
Yeah.
Intimacy with the Holy Spirit means starvation for the carnal nature is negative thought. By saying yes to Him and the things He desires, lift us to the position of mature son. When the Holy Spirit must be praying through us, because they say we do not know what to pray for. Holy Spirit must pray through us. Freedom from all bondages is made possible through the Holy Spirit. Negative thoughts is bondage. Holy Spirit is God's solution to our need for perpetual counseling. Holy Spirit is our counselor. He will counsel us in anything we are going through in life.
Yes.
The fatherhood of God is through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:15 and 16. Romans 8:23, indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us is a token of future blissful living. Your limitation becomes insignificant in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Negative thought is a limitation. Intercession can be reached through the help of the Holy Spirit. Walking and living in the Spirit is the answer to living according to his dominion. When we live, when we walk and live in the spirit, yes, we dominate all negative thoughts. Friendship with the Holy Spirit guarantees the presence of his fruitful qualities. We must have fruitful qualities in our life, not the negative one. The presence of the Holy Spirit produces the fruit of unconditional love. Romans 5:5. Galatians 5:22. It brings the capacity for gladness of heart. Gladness of heart. Negativity is sadness of heart. But the Holy Spirit gives us gladness of heart. The indwelling Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:22, is the answer to handling the pressures of this world. There are a lot of pressures in this world. This negative thoughts is a pressure that pressurizes us. Holy Spirit, open us to kindness. Galatians 5:22, we have a lot in it. Holy Spirit will touch others through us as we walk and show compassion. Holy Spirit gives us the ability to stay true and committed to the purpose of God. Galatians 5:23, Holy Spirit is the only one that produces meekness and temperance. Holy Spirit produces ability to walk in self-restraint and constraint. The relationship with the Holy Spirit elevates us to operate in supernatural knowledge of the past, present, and future. Divine understanding, impossible situation, and the wisdom to bring solution. Holy Spirit is a gift that will give us wisdom for solution. Through the Holy Spirit, we can move in the gift of miracle.
Yes.
Romans 8:27. Friendship with the Holy Spirit means he is able to refresh and renew us. Holy Spirit is the key to fully surrendering our tongue. Ephesians 4:29. The Holy Spirit speaking is language shut out worldly pressures. The Holy Spirit shut out worldly pressures. Praying the language of Holy Spirit helps avoid doubt, fear, and discouragement. When human spirit fails, the Holy Spirit fails us. Acts 1:8. The Holy Spirit overshadows and gives divine ability, efficiency, and might. Because we are told the Holy Spirit will descend upon us and we will receive the power from above. Ephesians 4:30, the indwelling Holy Spirit in us is the mark of God's approval. Ephesians 1:14, the indwelling Holy Spirit in us is the indication of our inheritance. Holy Spirit requires that we avoid whatever offends us or sadden us. Friendship with the Holy Spirit protects us from frivolous with words. Friendship with the Holy Spirit makes available the seven spirits of the Lord to rest upon us. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11:2. Holy Spirit is the only friend who can be with us everywhere at all times. Psalm 139:7-10. Speaking the language of the Holy Spirit results in being built up. 1 Corinthians 14:4. Friendship with the Holy Spirit exposes our mind to wisdom and creativity. Friendship with the Holy Spirit results in our being led into what is right. Psalm 143:10. Holy Spirit empowers us to proclaim God's word. Isaiah 61:1. And we have been told that it's only God's word that can erase a negative thought. God's word, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit fills us with the desire to help the meek, the afflicted, and the brokenhearted.
Yes.
Friendship with Him makes available His presence and power without measure. Relationship with the Holy Spirit destroys burdens and yokes. As we commune with Him, Holy Spirit is capable of lifting and taking us to new heights, like never before.
Yes.
Daniel 5:12 and Daniel 6:3. Holy Spirit gives us the key to operating with excellence in the spiritual realm. The Holy Spirit is our ever-present help in time of need. Holy Spirit strengthens so we can move and do things in His path. Holy Spirit will supply a continuous dosage of spiritual zeal for us. Friendship with Him makes hidden things that are beyond human understanding made available through insight. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit transforms us from the spirit of fear to the spirit of boldness. That's 2 Timothy 1:7. The Holy Spirit is also of the future. So his language is best for giving God the highest praise. When we have the Holy Spirit inside us, we'll be able to praise God highly. Presence of the Holy Spirit makes us God's hallowed special residence. Holy Spirit must be resident in us. His presence in us makes us to be blessed and be highly favored. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Zechariah 12:10, favor we do not deserve, we receive it.
Yes.
Isaiah 11:2, friendship with the Holy Spirit produces supernatural knowledge. Isaiah 45:16, Isaiah 4:5-16, and Psalm 94:22. Holy Spirit is the best defense, counsel to argue our case. John 14:16 and Romans 8:27. Holy Spirit is our perpetual intercessor, always praying for us. One purpose of Holy Spirit coming is to befriend us. John 14:16. 1 Corinthians 12:9. Openness in our relationship with Him makes extraordinary power available to minister divine healing in our life. Holy Spirit is ready to respond in all major and minor challenges of our lives. John 14:16. John 3:5, spiritual birth is possible when it is orchestrated and conducted through the Holy Spirit. Friendship with the Holy Spirit is the basis of true, deep, and genuine worship. Those who worship God in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit becomes a well of living, satisfying water, quenching our spiritual thirst. It makes his presence go beyond the well of truth to become the rivers of living water. The Holy Spirit has
yes.
a beautiful language that
yes.
he has not only wants to speak, but sing through us. John 2:28, friendship with the Holy Spirit helps us keep our visions and dreams alive. Ephesians 3:20, the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit is a special power available for us. Friendship with the Holy Spirit produces reverence and obedient fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11:2. Holy Spirit helps us during the time of our weaknesses. Romans 8:26. Romans 8:22-24, Holy Spirit is an advocate and an attorney general, that is our lawyer. Romans 8:26, Holy Spirit empowers us in our weaknesses or insufficiencies while praying. Holy Spirit confirms the Spirit's exertion and earnestness in prayer for us. Romans 8:27, Holy Spirit aligns our spirit's prayer with what God wants for us. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, enable us to minister in a unique and particular way. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 11. Friendship with the Holy Spirit moves us to a higher level in maturity in Christ. Friendship with the Holy Spirit will showcase, teach, and confirm his zeal in our life. As we befriend the Holy Spirit, he protects us from calamity. As we befriend the Holy Spirit, he often reveals himself as a man, water, fire, wind, breath, anointing oil, pledge, counselor, advocate, dove, and the giver of gift. May God bless the teaching of his word. The Holy Spirit will always dwell in us so that no negativity shall prevail over our thoughts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, as we were speaking, there was a song we used to sing when we were newly converted in the early 70s. Back home in Nigeria, this is a song we're singing regularly because the Deeper Life, Deeper Christian Life Ministry, we're always coming to do Easter retreat, Christmas retreat, camp meetings, and so on. You know, this is a song that we're singing those days. Something more than gold. Something more than gold. The Spirit of God is in this. The Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. Yes, the Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. Yes. Let me sing it one more time so that you can capture the song. Something more than gold. Something more than gold.
The Spirit of God in the heart of man
is something more than gold. The Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. So I'm going to sing this now. Everybody join me. Those on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, a link and so on and so forth, wherever you are, just join this song because it's related to what you have just spoken. Something more than gold.
Something more than gold. The spirit of God in the
heart of man.
The heart of man is something more than gold.
More than gold.
Something more than gold.
The spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold.
The spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold.
Yes. So as he was teaching, that song was coming back to my spirit. In something more than good. The spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. You know, so we are going to pray for the spirit of God to fill our hearts, to fill our minds, you know, our hearts. When our hearts are pure, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Jesus made that statement in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, says something more than, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The truth is that your heart is the real you. Your heart is the real you. What goes on in your heart is what you are. See? The spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. More than gold. Something more than gold. Something more than silver. The spirit of God is behind me.
In the heart of man,
it's something more than gold.
The spirit
of God is behind me.
In the heart of man, it's something more than gold.
So we are going to pray. God, let your spirit be my heart. Let your spirit be my life. Your real you is your heart. That's your mind. That's your thought. That's your, you know, the engine room where the battles are being raised. You know, the battles are taking place. The battle of the mind. If Satan can control your heart, control your mind, he got you already. You see, you are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. Listen to this. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live inside a body. This body, you're going to drop it here on earth. But your spirit and your soul, your real you, is your heart. It goes back to God. So the real thing is the heart. That's why Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. For they shall see God. Be something more than gold. Something more. The spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. When the spirit of God is in the heart of man, is something more than silver. See? The spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. More than gold. Something more than gold. Something more than silver. The spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. So your heart is your real you. Your heart is you. So we are still going to pray. God, let my heart be filled with the Holy Spirit. When I have the Holy Spirit in my heart, then things will be normal for me. Yes, shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Everybody, let us pray now. Let your heart be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Let our heart be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let our mind be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let God come into our heart, into our mind today. Yes, everybody begin to pray in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. The Spirit of God in your heart is something more than gold. Yes, you need the Spirit of God in your heart today. Yes, let the Spirit of God dwell in you. Yes, Lord. Holy Ghost, dwell in your people, dwell in us, dwell in our life, in our heart. The Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold. Yes, Lord, fill us to overflowing, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, we receive into our heart, into our mind. Let our spirit be filled with your word and with your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, we want to thank everyone who participated in today's broadcast. We thank every one of you. God bless you. Thank you so much for your cooperation. We thank our guest speaker of today, Evangelist Laika Lawa, for sharing on the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is in your mind, in your heart, you're not going to be thinking wrongly. You're not going to be thinking of murder, thinking of suicide, thinking of going to shoot people to death, thinking of, evil, thinking of bad stuff. You're going to be thinking about the Holy Spirit. You're going to be thinking about God, thinking about heaven, and thinking about Jesus. They meditate on the word day and night. They ponder on the word. They stay on the word day and night. Then shall that make thy way prosperous, and then shall that have good success. See, it's very important that we meditate on the word. They lay thy ways of my heart, and thy meditations of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Let thy words of my mouth and thy meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God. Yes, join us tomorrow again for another section. 8 a.m. tomorrow, we have a great Holy Ghost Power Pack service. I thank you, God is going to be doing great things tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. in the morning. God is going to bless everyone that comes into the channel tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And then tomorrow evening, we have another section by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Want every one of you to join us. Call all your friends and relations and partners and fellows and your children and families, husbands and wives. Come and join us tomorrow and receive all that God has for you in the name of Jesus Christ. God is showing me someone with a problem in your left foot. Someone with a problem in your left foot, the power of God is healing that foot right now. In the name of Jesus, arthritis, every problem in the legs, in the feet, whatever you have, be removed. In the name of Jesus, receive the touch of God. Your spirit, soul, and body be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, Messiah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. For those who want to call us on the phone, is area code 202-460-7110 or area code 240-828-9374. We are here to pray with you, to counsel with you, and minister to you night or day. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Please spread this message. Share it. Pray it out. And let it go viral. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. We love you and Jesus loves you. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, yes. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Agree the power in. God love you and I love you and I wish you.